Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning parak Aleph Mishnah Vav and parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav is going to be continuing our discussion regarding the concept of Shvisas Kalim. Do you need to allow your vessels, your utensils, to rest on Shabbos as well? That is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that you must allow your utensils, your items, your objects to rest. They can't do work for you on Shabbos as well. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, you can't do work, your animals can't do work on Shabbos, but your vessels, your utensils are allowed to do things on Shabbos that may otherwise constitute melacha. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, a nostin unin shall pishon lesoch hatanur, elek deshiavilu mi beodium, that before Shabbos you can't put bundles of flax into an oven unless there's enough time for them to become heated while it is still day on Friday before Shabbos has begun. Flax, which is like this fiber that would grow from the ground, and linen was typically made from it, so they would often heat the flax in an oven in order to lighten its color, to whiten it a little bit. This would be the melacha of melaben. You're not allowed to whiten things on Shabbos. So the question here is, can you put the flax in the oven to whiten it if it's going to become partially whitened on Shabbos itself? And Beis Shammai says, no, you cannot. You can't allow your oven to do this whitening once Shabbos began, because again, he holds of the concept of Shvisas Kalim. You have to allow your oven, you have to allow your utensils to rest on Shabbos as well. Continuing in the mission of Lois HaTzemer LeYora Elek DeShayiklo Ta'ayin, you're not allowed to put wool into a dyer's vat unless there is enough time for it to absorb the dye while it is still Friday before Shabbos has begun. There too, there's a melacha called Tzviya, that you're not allowed to dye things on Shabbos into different colors. So again, according to Beis Shammai, you can't do that as well. You can't put your wool into a dyeing to a dyer's vat, because it's going to be colored on Shabbos, which is one of the melachos, which you're not allowed to have your utensils do. But again, in both of these cases, the Mishnah says, Ubeis Hillel, Matir, and Beis Hillel says they are permitted, because according to Beis Hillel, there's no concept of Shvisas Kalim. You don't need to allow your utensils, your items, to rest on Shabbos. They can do these melachos because they're not your animal, they're not you, they're simply your items, which are not an extension of you, and therefore you're allowed, says Beis Hillel, to allow them to do that and to do melacha on Shabbos itself. Continuing in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, similarly, Ein portion mitzudos chayv ofos v'dagim elak deshi yitzodo mi beodio, that before Shabbos you also can't set out traps for wild animals, for birds, for fish, unless there's enough time for them to catch their prey while it is still day on Friday before Shabbos has begun. Again, you can't allow, says Beis Shammai, your traps to do this work for you on Friday, because on Shabbos rather, because they might do this malacha of tzeda, of trapping, which is again one of the lamentas malachas, one of the 39 types of work which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and you can't allow your traps to do that on Shabbos. Therefore, you can only set them up, says Beis Shammai, if they're going to catch them before Shabbos has begun. But Beis Hillel Matir, once again, Beis Hillel permits one to spread traps even if there is not enough time for them to catch them before Shabbos, because at the end of the day, your traps can do work for you. You can't set them out on Shabbos, you can't trap anything on Shabbos, but your traps, your objects, your items, your kalim, certainly can do work for you on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. And again, we paskin like Beis Hillel in all of these cases. We don't hold of Shvisas Kalim. We do allow you to benefit from your utensils on Shabbos as long as you're not doing it, as long as your animals aren't doing it as well. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, as we learn another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding what a person may or may not do before Shabbos has begun. This machlokas, though, is going to be regarding the rabbinic prohibition, the din midirabbanon, the iser midirabbanon, of asking a non-Jew to work for a Jew on Shabbos itself. There's an iser in the Torah, on a midirabbanon level, rather, called amira lenachri or amira la'akum, which applies not only on Shabbos. You're not allowed to just ask a non-Jew to do it. You can't say, no, non-Jew, turn the light on, non-Jew, cook this for me. You can't, non-Jew, do this. You're not allowed to have non-Jew do something for you explicitly on Shabbos itself. But the same is true even before Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask him to do something for you before Shabbos. That would also be part of this prohibition of Amira Le'Nachri. So now we're going to have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding that. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Ein Mochrin La'Oved Kochavim, before Shabbos you can't sell an object to a non-Jew. Ve'en Toen Animo, you can't help him load an object onto his animal. Ve'en Magbein Alav, or you can't lift an object onto him. You can't put it on his shoulders, for example. Ella Kadesh Shiagi Le'Makom Karov, unless there's enough time for him to reach a nearby place before Shabbos begins. Meaning to say, the non-Jew's destination must be close enough for him to reach before Shabbos, because Beis Shammai is of the opinion that if the non-Jew cannot reach his destination before Shabbos, because people ultimately see him or his animal carrying the object on Shabbos, and they're going to think that the non-Jew had asked him, that the Jew rather had asked him to do this before Shabbos, for Shabbos itself, which would not be allowed. Ubeis Hillel ma'atir, but Beis Hillel permits these activities because he says, no, we're not afraid that people will make this mistake and assume that perhaps he was told the non-Jew to do this work for him on Shabbos. Again, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to have a non-Jew work for you on Shabbos itself. You can't ask him on Friday to do work for you on Shabbos, but the only machlokas here is, are we concerned that someone's going to see the non-Jew carrying for you and say, oh, you must have told him to do this for you on Shabbos itself? That's why Beis Shammai says that you must give him enough time to get to a neighborhood destination. Beis Hillel says, no, he could, as long as he leaves your house before Shabbos begins, you are fine, and that is totally permitted. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, quoted again the different examples of the machlokas. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, do we hold of Shvisas Kalim or not? And Beis Shammai says that we do hold the Shvisas Kalim in terms of the flax in the oven, in terms of the wool in the dyer's vat, in terms of the traps that are being put out there to trap animals, and so on. In all of these cases, Beis Shammai have the opinion that the malacha must take place, the gemar malacha, the completion of the malacha, of the acts of work, must be finished before Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, no, it's perfectly fine for it to continue into Shabbos, because these are your Kalim can do work for you. And according to Beis Hillel, and that's again how we paskin, we don't hold of this concept of Shvisas Kalim. We don't require your utensils and vessels to rest for you on Shabbos as well. And then Perak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, quoted another machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and this is regarding whether you're allowed to have a non-Jew carry things for you, or sell something to a non-Jew, or help him load something onto his animal or his shoulders and so on before Shabbos, if he doesn't have time to get to his nearby destination. Beis Shammai says you must make sure that he has enough time. Beis Hillel says no, as long as he leaves your house before Shabbos, it is sufficient. And again, Beis Shammai is concerned that perhaps people are going to think, oh my gosh, you have this non-Jew do something for you on Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos itself, and he's going to do the work on Shabbos, which you certainly cannot have him do, and people are going to be concerned about that. Beis Hillel says no, that we're not concerned that people are going to say this and think this, as long as he leaves your house before Shabbos, that is sufficient, that is enough. Have a great day.